Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today, Dr. Jill Biden faces backlash over her pandering to Hispanic Latino voters. The Secret Service weighs in on the Hunter Biden leaks, and the Ohio Attorney General sheds light on the viral 10-year-old abortion story. We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. It's been a really long day already, but that's okay because we've got a lot of news to cover. And here with me to cover it all, we have Blaze TV contributor John Doyle, also host of Heck Off Commie. I don't know what kind of mood he's in. It remains to be seen.
I guess we'll find out.
I'm a little nervous because he was very quiet before we started. Also joined by Blaze TV contributor Jakub Bujans, host of The Bottom Line, who was perfectly normal and wonderful and talkative.
John finds out as John progresses through the show.
I walked in a good mood, and then you guys were reminiscing on how much fun you had at the Stu Does America Power Hour.
I wasn't there.
I was still in Florida.
You were still having more fun than me. I wasn't in Florida, and I wasn't in Power
Hour. Oh, so John finds out other people has fun, and then it does it. John, we love you. You should feel better now.
All right, yeah.
I complimented your hat. I told you a baseball story. Come on.
I love that. I told you a baseball story.
I don't want your pity baseball story. I would like authentic, organic baseball.
So could I just suggest we just have our own party here right now talking about Jill Biden?
You're here right now.
Do we get to drink?
I'll go get some.
I know Elijah Schaefer keeps alcohol.
I'll go get some.
So that's
during the
what
break,
it's all about. You missed a drinking opportunity.
I like drinking with my friends. Yeah.
Well, I will go get some for you during the break.
I'm not Hunter Biden necessarily in terms of how much I want to party.
Be careful now.
For now, I do want to. I want to get into this Jill Biden moment that has just been going crazy all over Twitter and the internet. So yesterday, during a speech at the, this is so cringe. No one knows how to say this. Latinx, Latinx, yeah. Latinx. Nobody knows because it's made up and nobody who is Latino wants to use it. But the Latinx Inclusion Conference, but they spelled inclusion INCLUXION, which actually makes no sense because inclusion is not masculine nor feminine. So there is no point to doing that other than to be cute, which it wasn't. So that was a fail. But Jill Biden, during her speech, this was in San Antonio over down the road, and Jill Biden made an appeal to all of these imaginary Latinx voters by comparing them to tacos, I guess. Watch.
Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx,
the what?
As beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Wow. I always love getting compared to tacos. Man, that's not racist at all. Also, tacos are not unique. It's just like eggs, meat, and cheese.
Frankly.
Wrapped in a tortilla. I love breakfast tacos, okay? I grew up on breakfast tacos. I'm just saying they're not unique.
I love breakfast tacos, too. Nobody loves breakfast tacos more than me.
Really?
I am simply saying that, frankly, most of Mexican cuisine is like the same five ingredients, just ordered in different ways.
That's true.
Yeah.
If it's in the U.S., though.
That's
but if
true.
You go to Mexico.
Yeah, it's way different.
What we eat here is not Mexican food.
Yeah, that's true. Next time I'm in Mexico, I'll be sure to indulge in that.
Yes.
That reminds me of, remember in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was doing various PR, she entered into the household of a middle-class American family, And the first frame that was captured of her face was of just like utter disgust. She was like in just a kitchen that's, you know, not cramped necessarily, but maybe snug, maybe cozy. And it was like the same thing she's talking about, what she said, like a bagadas or something.
Yeah,
bodegas.
Yeah. And she did not say that, right?
I don't know if you guys have been following on Twitter the bodega bro phenomenon.
No.
Did you guys see that? There was a young man who had just moved to New York for a job at a startup, and he was posting TikToks of himself complaining about how there was no grocery stores, only these like bodega markets. Mm-hmm. People got mad at him and said that that was racist, that was like an attack on their culture as, you know, a majority minority area in the city or something like that, and it was like racist of him to expect them to actually have grocery stores. And it's funny because she kind of has that like actual mentality of like, oh, what defines a space? Hispanic people not having grocery stores
bogadas.
And tacos.
Bogadas, however she said it.
But still, she spoke better than her husband.
It's true.
Well,
as bad
true.
As she is, she was still better than her husband, right? So that's a little silver lining in the whole Biden saga, because there's a lot of Biden going on at the moment. No, look, you have to think, people write this for her too. So it's not just Dr. Jill Biden.
No, that's
it's
a great
the
point.
Writers.
Yeah.
The writers came up around a think tank table. I mean, you know what?
They're like, oh,
let's compare them to a taco.
We have it. We've got
that's it.
The tacos.
They're going to love it in San Antonio. They're going to reminisce about the Alamo. The tacos.
Yeah.
That is our hook. That's how we win the vote over. Double down on that one, Jill. Run with the taco. Please, see what happens in November with the Hispanic vote.
Do you remember, okay, I want to get back to that, but do you guys remember when Donald Trump was like crucified by the left because he went on Twitter and said, Happy Cinco de Mayo, Trump Tower has the best taco salad?
One of the greatest posts in the history of Twitter.com.
I love Hispanics. It was so good. I love Hispanics. I think there were two, if I'm not mistaken, were there two thumbs up?
Maybe. I don't know what his attitude was at that time, but Hispanics love Trump. I mean, Latinos for Donald Trump. I mean, like, that's their guy. Because
he's a working class guy. He employs people, but also he did that himself.
Right.
Had she written that herself, I would go, okay, but it's the whole system. It's the team that comes up with this nonsense.
Well, and I mean, he does it in a completely different way. This
is
just
tongue in cheek, and it's he actually wins you over that way.
Well, he also was just trying to promote his food at his own.
No, that's cynical. He loves Hispanics.
With an exclamation point, so you know he means it.
Yeah, he was exclaiming it.
So we've heard this throughout. I mean, if you want to go way back, Joe Biden has said super racist things throughout his tenure in, as a lawmaker. But, just as recently as during the campaign when he said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And, you know, all of these things that make you go, it's almost like they just take for granted all of these minorities voting for them because they think that minorities are too stupid to do anything different. While at least the National Association of Hispanic Journalists came out and actually publicly criticized Jill Biden's comments, they tweeted, NAHJ encourages FLOTUS and her communications team to take time to better understand the complexities of our people and communities. We are not tacos. Which is like my favorite line I've ever heard. This is just a very clear statement. We are not tacos, period. Our heritage as Latinos is shaped by various cultures and food traditions. Do not reduce us to stereotypes, which then, of course, was followed quickly by Joe Biden apologizing to. Now we're the Latino community again, by the way. Yeah. So she apologized to the Latino community through her press secretary, Michael LaRosa, who said the first lady apologizes that her words conveyed anything but pure admiration and love for the Latino community. Which is it, you guys? Because they just were at a Latinx, Latinx, Latinx. I don't know what
it
is.
The whole conference was Latinx, Latinx,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So it's not just a slip of tongue.
No.
That's nonsense. What a cockamamie excuse. The whole conference was labeled.
This is what I'm saying.
Am I right?
That's yes, what it was. It was the whole thing. And so which is it? Because you just said that using Latino or Latina is like the worst thing in the world. And now you're back to using it when you've pissed off the entire community.
Yeah, they love the culture so much that they're going to impose upon it these like American ideas about gender and sexuality and things like that.
Yeah, you guys don't know it as well as we do, white people.
Right.
We're going to tell you how to reshape your entire culture and language.
But they do that everywhere. They go and remove the Washington Redskins, and the Native Americans go, that was kind of an honor badge. We helped design that logo. We didn't complain. And then they do that historically. They superimpose a value system. Mm-hmm. They pick a minority group, target them, exploit them. It's exploitive. for their own benefit and good. And so, but again, I'll say we'll see November.
That is one thing I will say about the Indians. You know, as someone who is more Indian actually than Elizabeth Warren, my mom did the genealogy and everything. Well, thank you. They would much rather be revered as like a warrior culture through that badge than they would the way the left portrays them as this like sad and defeated people. I mean, they still have like honor within that culture in ways that white liberals just can't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember when Joe Biden walked out on stage to Despacito? He like played it on his phone.
Yes.
No, he did not.
Yes.
You don't remember?
Yes, and not knowing what it actually means.
I swear.
Wait, what does it mean?
It's a very sexual song, I'll
Dude,
put it that
it's
way.
It's super sexual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it's a jam, but it's
Which I can argue
song.
Maybe he does know what it means,
maybe.
Because apparently his whole family is into some weird sexual behavior.
Peter
so,
might,
I mean,
yeah.
Peter,
yeah.
Peter,
yeah.
Peter.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, you sound like you are very much predicting that the Latino vote is not going to go their way this next time around.
If I say something like that, Sarah, it's just because it's what I'm hearing personally mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. communication.
I mean, I am too.
With real people on the ground. And what Jill Biden would have said if she was in touch, she would have said, you know, the Latino community that is family-centric, that is all about their faith and family, taking care of one another, hard-working, setting an example for working Americans, but she's not. Those people, the real Latin community, I think they're moving. Mm-hmm. I think they're moving red in a way that we're going to see in November. Honestly, it's what I'm hearing. And I'm talking about just the community when I speak to them. Their children, they're really worried about what's happening to their kids.
Yeah, and so I think that that's a really interesting part of the conversation because it's what I'm hearing too. But I'm glad for whatever reason the shift may be happening, I'm happy about, I wished that it would have been them recognizing that they're being used as pawns and the left doesn't actually care about them. That doesn't seem to be what it is. It seems to be that the left has gone so far radical on all of these social issues that, you know, traditional Latino, Hispanic families are all about God and, you know, family.
That's right.
And they're very patriotic and they've come here, you know, most of the time the legal way. So it's not like they're into illegal immigration. And so they see all of these social issues and they see how far left has gone. And they're like, ooh, we don't want to do this anymore, specifically when it comes to the kids, as you pointed out.
Yeah, and it's such an important point because in order for Republicans to actually capitalize on this shift, we're going to have to do something that we're very afraid to do, which is accurately understand cultures that are different from our own. Mm. And like you said, Hispanic culture is very, centered around faith and family. And it's not enough for the left to just be going too far. We have to actually show them that, like, we can protect you from that enemy. So forever, conservatives have said, oh, we like family values. But they won't actually define what that means. They have this, like, vague, you know, Norman Rockwell picture of what that is. But they won't actually, you know, say into a microphone that they oppose same-sex marriage, that they oppose any of the things that have led to this. So as we're seeing with the way that everything has shifted now, and you know, whether it's the battle against the drag queen story hour or the women competing in boys sports or vice versa, it's like these are things that we have to take stands on because a component of African American and Hispanic cultures that frankly white culture doesn't have is basically like not taking crap from people. Mm. Like white people will like walk by you and say, oh, sorry. Like these other cultures are very straightforward. And if you stop running campaigns saying like, oh, Donald Trump's gonna let criminals out of prison in those neighborhoods, they don't care about that. Show them what the left is doing to children in their neighborhoods. Yeah. That is how you sway the vote.
Yeah, John, one of the favorite things you've ever said that I've ever listened to, because I'll say this to you,
wow.
Okay? No, I'm telling you, I told you, your hat, the whole deal, you should be happy, John.
Many
Today's a good day for you. No, but I'll say this. There's a big difference in making someone run away from something versus running to something, okay? Running away is, I find a disdain, but I still don't associate with what you're standing for on the right, which means by nature, if the money and the butter on the bread's enough, they'll migrate back.
Right.
So we have to present something. It's like great storytelling. My wife is a writer. You have to connect with people. And if you want to connect with those cultures, it's family, it's faith, it's values. It's understanding that, hey, you're going to work in with one job, take care of many people, right? And this is culturally, we're out of touch in the Republican Party. John is right. We need to win people over by presenting a vision again.
Yeah.
Enough.
No, look, he seems...
People without vision will perish. That's scripture. It's biblical. Cast a vision that is biblical, that includes God, faith, family, freedom. You'll see black, Hispanic, heck, you'll see the Smurfs come on board.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's true. And he's so right in that, because if you look at the polling, like Biden's dipping down into the high 20s, low 30s, and everyone's going, ha ha, Brandon's America. But if you look at those same numbers, what you'll see is that among groups that are overwhelmingly now disapproving of him that normally would have approved of him, they're still saying if they had a choice as to who would control Congress, they're still saying they want Democrats to control Congress.
Right.
So it really is this cognitive dissonance of, oh, you're just not doing liberalism properly the same way. Oh, you're just not doing communism properly. Like, they want to believe that these ideas are bad. That they're going to work. And if they're not working, well, it just must be because they're not being implemented properly. So we need an answer to that and something more appealing that can work in practice, as opposed to just saying like, haha, things are bad. Maybe they'll stay home and won't vote for Democrats, but we need them to actually vote for our people instead.
But John, the answer is truth.
Yeah.
Man and woman. That's it. Two genders. Truth. Go bold with truth and watch people, because the truth will set you free.
So as we wrap up this segment, I just need a quick answer from you guys. Which was worse, when Jill Biden was talking to some Californian farmers back, what was this, last year, and she was trying to say, yes, we can, in Spanish, which is si se puede, and she said, si se puede, very, very, like, just like that, very excited and proud of herself, or...
I missed that.
Jill Biden calling the Latino community unique, like tacos.
Definitely the former, because it calls back to something that we've probably all experienced in a restaurant, like if you go to, like, a Mexican restaurant, and you've got that one friend who tries to, like, oh, you know, gracias, it's just like, and you and the server kind of just, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Si se puede. You're like tacos, you brown people. We just vote for us, okay?
I on this one, I'm gonna go the other way. Not disagree with you, but I'm gonna go the latter
the
for
tacos.
Me, because even you know people mispronounce my name, and if they try to speak my language and their dialect is off, I go, at least it's a little bit of an effort. But relegating a group of people to a taco, which is the cheapest thing on the menu, also, by the way. Not even a burrito.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even a chipotle bowl. The taco, the $1.26. You know, no. To me, that's absolutely ridiculous, and it's no tact, out of touch. So for me, it's the taco statement.
It's the tacos for Yako. All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Moink. So I don't know if you guys realize that 60% of United States pork production comes from one company. It's owned by the Chinese, and their hogs are given this nasty little thing called ractopamine, which is banned in 160 countries, including China. But you're going to find it in your grocery aisle every day. That is one of many reasons you need to try Moink. They have grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pork and chicken. They've got Alaskan salmon, wild caught, and they deliver it all directly to your door. You can choose whatever meats you like. They will deliver it in every box. You've got ribeyes, you know, pork chops, whatever you'd like. You can cancel any time, by the way, so there is no risk. Look, we eat a lot of meat at my house, okay? I know these guys, I'm not with any vegetarians today, so I can say,
big
I know
beef
these
eaters.
Guys, yes, eat a lot of meat, because you should, because it's what is gonna make you grow up big and strong. And you can get the best meat possible by using Moink. My whole family loves it. My son's obsessed with their bacon. I say this all the time because it's true. You gotta go to moinkbox.com/news right now, and you will get free filet mignon in every order for a year. Do not sleep on this deal. I just said free filet mignon for a year. You gotta go there. It is Moinkbox, M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/news. The Secret Service has now said it is, quote, aware, end quote, of a potential hack of an iCloud account owned by Hunter Biden after some of its alleged contents were posted to the online forum 4chan. Now, we discussed this yesterday on the program, and I do make it a point to say alleged. I wish I didn't have to, because many of the photos and videos are very clearly, unless they're deep fakes, which the Secret Service is now saying that, like, it happened, right? these are actually Hunter Biden and his pictures and videos. The Secret Service said, at this time, we are not in a position to make public comments on potential investigative actions, but I can assure you, the Secret Service, along with other federal enforcement partners, are aware of the social media posts and claims referencing Mr. Biden. Gentlemen? I know you have a lot to say
on this. Okay, John, go first. Otherwise, I don't want to run the table.
Go first.
Well, I would simply say that as a card-carrying veteran of the Great Meme War, I am very excited to see this coming out of 4chan. It really is one of the last bastions of American exceptionalism, you know, where all of these, like, terminally online antisocial guys can come together and just hack into the president's son's iCloud account and leak it all for the world to see just purely because they're bored. That just really brings a smile to my face.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, look, 4chan, 8chan, both those are sites we frequently go in to go find predators, right, and pedophiles. So I just want to say that today.
Well, and you did find them in Hunter Biden.
Yes, absolutely.
Who technically was on 4chan, just not as a user.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is the world that we, the dark web we go through in and go find traffickers, and which is par for the course, which is where he would hang out, and which is, of course, he has hacked into. But there's so much to say about this story. Nothing that's breaking now, the CIA and the FBI have not had their hands on for a long time.
Right.
Because everything that's breaking now is also on the hard drives that was in Rudy Giuliani's possession, which the FBI refused to take in the raid.
Yeah, he literally was like, please take this.
You know, I was on the phone. They took the watch off his wrist, but they wouldn't take the hard drives with the Hunter information. I'm like, we don't want possession, because if we take those, how about someone hack in and leak it? And then we go, you know what? This is a big deal, but we are investigating it. You've had it. All this time, you've blocked and covered for this guy and his father, right, and the family, because there's a whole lot of cesspool stuff in that family. So they've had it for a long time.
Well, so I want to touch on that, actually. There have been some rumors about Hunter Biden and underage females, right? But nothing that we could really give you that was just absolutely, without a doubt, there's evidence, right? And so we try not to engage in just rumors without anything to back it up. But more began circulating last night after all of this Hunter Biden iPhone, you know, leak had happened. And this is a leak of it's a selfie of Natalie Biden, who is Hunter's 16-year-old niece. This is, I know, again, we need a flow chart. It is the daughter of his dead brother, Bo. So remember, he actually hooked up with Bo's widow, Hallie. So this is Hallie's daughter,
yes,
Natalie. And there was a selfie of her on his phone. There was also a photo of Natalie topless on a bed snorting cocaine, but we couldn't show you that because it would be illegal. Did I mention she's 16?
Yeah.
I saw that one. I also saw one of her snuggled up to Hunter, allegedly, like in bed, and he was passed out snoring and she was taking selfies. And, you know, I guess that we can't make any assertions as to what's going on there. However, if you can kind of infer what probably, you know, hypothetically could be going on, all of those would be pieces of evidence to substantiate that. Like, if that were going on, you would expect to see all of the things that we are seeing, even if we can't exactly prove or say that that's actually what's going on. But yeah, it's all very depraved. Yeah,
I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it, though.
Yeah, but that's, John, how we built these cases. You take a bunch of little things, and it's a straw that breaks the camel's back. Remember, this is, you also need to look at the chatter inside the family. Mm. Where the family says, listen, we're concerned. We don't want Natalie to go visit her uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's weird things going on. He walks around naked in front of her, talking to, which we now know, prostitutes or any women, but naked in front of a 13-year-old at that time. And her mom's saying, I'm not comfortable with this. So where there's smoke, there's fire. So inside the family.
And this was in the text messages that got leaked. So
this is inside the family. Yeah. And we've heard this, we've known this for a long time. But inside the family, there's turmoil about trusting him. And then you go further and you find out, you're probably going to get to it. And if I jump the gun, just smack me. But Hunter's father, the current president of the United States, by whatever means, right, talking now about, well, what happened with him and one of his own daughters, potentially, and a daughter's diary, and a daughter writing. So all I'm saying is this, there's sexual perversion in that family. Now you understand why a guy sniffs young kids' hair on the Senate floor, why Jeff Sessions has to jump in front of him when he's a senator and say, you can't come close to my granddaughter, why he's talking about children feeling up his legs and hair. You connect all these things, and it breeds a culture in a family, which leads to the following. The man goes to the White House and day two shuts down the anti-sex trafficking of children office in the White House day two. So you string all these things together, an office Trump opened, something we worked on for two decades to get open. Biden shuts it down. So they do not frown upon the harm of children sexually. Meanwhile, in the family, there's all kinds of stuff going on, allegedly. Mm. But you connect the dots.
Yeah, connect the dots that his name in Hunter's phone is Pedo Peter. Pedo Peter. That's a little weird.
Interesting name, right?
A little weird.
You know,
a little weird.
You know what my dad's name in my phone is?
Dad?
Dad.
Dad. Mine too.
It's very to the point.
Uh-huh. Yep, mine too. Interesting how that...
For a healthy, mentally stable individual, that's probably what it would be, yes.
Yeah. A lot to uncover there, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't so cynical about this. I just don't think we're ever going to get the full investigation and the full downfall that we so deserve. All right, we've got more to come. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. So look, we've had recent rulings from the Supreme Court that have been really, really good for our cause. I think you guys need to realize that these wins did not happen on their own. It took the support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who have fought really passionately on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights, your right to own a firearm. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have been on the front lines fighting for your values. I know everyone's dealing with tough times right now. Everything costs more. Patriot Mobile has plans, thankfully, to fit almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers, so you're getting the same service. Plus, you're going to know, you're going to feel good about where you're spending your money. This company is helping you. They are taking a portion of what you pay them, and they are donating it to these causes that you believe in. We've got to stick together. You can go to patriotmobile.com/news. Use offer code news to get free activation. By the way, if you are a veteran or first responder, you're going to save even more. So make sure to let them know. It is patriotmobile.com/news. Earlier today, Professor Kiara Bridges of UC Berkeley Law School is one of five expert panelists to testify in a congressional hearing about the recent Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Senator Josh Hawley asked her at one point to clarify what she meant, because she was talking about, what we would say pregnant women. And she used this very interesting language, like person with the capacity for pregnancy. And so Hawley was like, hey, what do you mean by that? And things got a little tense and a little crazy. Here's some of that exchange.
You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. So your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that one out of five transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important.
Because of my line of questioning?
Because,
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
Oh, I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies?
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think men can get
pregnant.
So
you are denying that trans people exist?
And that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom?
Yeah, absolutely.
How much money are people paying to send their children to UC Berkeley Law School to get taught by this dumb idiot?
Put it on loop. Play it until people vomit. Understand, they're indoctrinating your children. They're sick to the... They're demons. They're demons. They're demonized, okay? No man can get pregnant. No man. No. Woman is one with womb. I say this. Please raise your hand. I want to meet the one guy, Sarah, one, that came out of the womb of a woman. I just want to meet one. Just one that did not come out of the womb of a man, that came out of a womb of a man, that did not come out of the womb of a woman. Josh Hawley is a champion because he's actually willing to draw a line and take a stand. There's so few, they're all tiptoe around this thing. I'm sick of it. I'm so tired of this conversation about what's a man, what's a woman. Take the ball, John, because I'll go vulgar.
Are you also going to be transphobic, John? Hold on. Are you also going to say men cannot get pregnant?
Yeah, I don't think it's a phobia, though. A phobia implies like an irrational fear. I think that they confuse phobia with disgust because they don't exactly have a good emotional stability.
Clearly.
I used to think several years ago that it would be enough to, you know, yeah, send your kids to schools, and as long as you're actively involved, you really do have to just get them completely out of the public schools. I had a conversation recently with a group of teenage girls about just politics.
Yeah.
And they asked me what I thought about women's rights. And I said, well, I don't believe that women's rights exist because we all have rights as human beings. So I don't get rights as a man. You don't get rights just as a woman. We're all equal, so we all get the same rights. You literally just said women's rights don't exist, and like they're all just these people, and this is what the public education does to them. Also, she wasn't correct there with the 20% figure. It's actually 41%. 41% of transgender people attempt suicide at some point in their life. We have to ask why that is.
Exactly. Thank you.
Not because you're saying only women can get pregnant.
It's not because of Josh Hawley, I promise.
Because think about it. If we had a leftist or whoever sitting right here and we were talking about our opinions on the news, they wouldn't give a damn about what we think about anything. But all of a sudden, our opinion on their identity is so important that they're actually going to commit violence against themselves because of it. I don't buy that. Also, people who get bullied in school, Jews under Nazi Germany, black people under Jim Crow, or even slavery, their suicide attempt rate was nowhere even approaching 41%. Mm-hmm. So either that woman is making the argument that her ancestors were less oppressed than trans people because of people like Senator Hawley, or she's retarded. I think it's the second one.
No, well, it's both. They want to make that argument. They want to erase history. And it's a victim card, John. And the fact of the matter, if you look at those relationships in the trans community, they're destructive. Because, again, and I'm sorry I have to do it, but it's an abomination. Sexual immorality is an abomination to God. It is an absolute, it's a sin against your own body. There is no greater injustice you can do to yourself than to do this. And for us to even remotely tolerate this conversation. Have you met a guy, one of your buddies, that can give birth?
Not a single one.
One of them. It doesn't exist. So the fact that we even, what I wanted Josh to do there, and he's a champion, is to just double down and say, excuse me, ma'am, we have a psych ward for you. You need help. And absolutely, I stand against what you stand for.
Yeah.
100%.
The biblical component, too, makes it really unsettling when you think about how God took a rib from man to make woman. The way that these people, you know, have these cosmetic surgeries, they'll take a skin graft from their forearm or from their thigh, literally shave the skin off. Yep. So if they held their arm up in a tank top, it's skinnier. And then they construct this, like, fake phallic type of organ, which looks basically like a burrito. You can look up the images like that. And it's just really disturbing to think about that process. Like, I am carving myself to create myself in a different form than that.
That's a hate of self. And again, scripture, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And not self as an ego, but a true appreciation for how God made you. Mm-hmm. Appreciating that he made you a woman and why that is sacred and amazing. Mm-hmm. He made you a man. And if you can't love that, you can't love your neighbor. It's self-hate, John. Mm-hmm. It's demonic, which is why I say it's demonic. They will cut themselves up, commit suicide, throw themselves in front of trains. We just saw a 15-year-old throw himself in front of a train. You know how gruesome that is? Trans, lover left him, whatever. This is insanity. And we're tolerating a conversation in our country that's perpetuating insanity. And we need to stop it.
I just find it really sad when women are basically advocating for the erasure of themselves. And it's like, this is actually the patriarchy. Like, you're actually just advocating for men to just take your place, and you don't have any unique qualities. We aren't the ones who can be mothers, who can birth babies. It all gets to belong to the men. The men are going to steal all of your sports championships. They're going to take everything from you because they're pretending to be you, and you're just going to sit back and watch it happen because you're too much of a little bitch to speak up and say something.
Drop the mic. I do have to say, I find a little bit of like bittersweet irony in how it's come full circle because
you should.
You know, feminism sought to, of course, say that women aren't defined by their reproductive organs. And then you got 100 years later, you know, Amy Schumer, and now you're here, and it's like, you're not women, you are birthing persons.
Yeah, well, and they're always like, we're gonna fight the patriarchy and all of this, and it's like, oh, the patriarchy is literally here, and you're just rolling over and letting them steamroll over you and take your place.
Creating it. If anything, we got to a place in America where men started to say, look, yes, let's honor women, and then a woman self-objectifies, and then that movement turns into, actually, we don't matter.
Right.
We don't matter.
Go ahead, take
you
our
replace
spot.
Us.
It's fine. We're
That's
not
right.
at all. That's
you
fine.
Can have a period, and you can give birth, and I have no place. It drives me nuts why women aren't lining up saying, excuse me?
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Gloves are off, buddy.
I know.
No, we are unique. It blows my mind.
We did.
And all the feminist groups, all right, that is the lowest of the low, under the carpet low, that do not actually give a lick about women. They don't care. Not one bit.
I think you are seeing, I know we got to go to break in a second, but I think you are seeing at least a few of them wake up that you wouldn't have thought. Like, who was it? Bette Midler the other day?
J.K. Rowling.
And Macy Gray.
Not quite Emma Watson yet. I'll take care of that later. But J.K. Rowling is totally on our side on this issue. That's cool.
Well, yeah, hold on 1 second, though.
What? No,
that girl also identifies as a witch. So let's just...
Emma Watson?
No, J.K.
Oh,
let's just...
Okay.
I mean, there's weird stuff going on.
We'll let God sort her out. We'll make America great again.
All right. We got to take another quick break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, First Liberty. So we just had Jeremy Dice on the program. What was it? Last week? Week before last? Talking about all of these Supreme Court cases that First Liberty was involved in. But what First Liberty really wants you to know is court packing is a real threat right now, and it's a coup. And the radical left is working overtime on new plans to pack the Supreme Court. They keep threatening to do it. Don't think that they won't try, and if we don't stop them from installing 4 more justices to rig the system in their favor, it can be catastrophic for our entire country. We cannot let that happen. That is why First Liberty needs you. All they're asking you to do is go sign your name on their petition. That's it. That's all. This is the easiest thing. They're not asking you to donate right now. They're just asking you to sign your name to say no to the Supreme Court coup. You got to go there. Do this. It is supremecoup.com to sign their letter. That is supremecoup.com. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost disclosed yesterday that his office has not been notified of any 10-year-old rape victims. This is, of course, another red flag suggesting a story that has been widely promoted by the left. Lawmakers, Joe Biden himself, all of these people promoting this story about a 10-year-old who had to leave Ohio. This is what they say. 10-year-old was pregnant, had to leave Ohio, drive into Indiana to get an abortion, and how horrible that was for her because of Ohio's abortion law. All of this is kind of leading us to believe that that actually never was true, and nobody ever bothered to verify that before spreading it through the rumor mills. So I want to play for you this Attorney General, Dave Yost, talking about how his agency has not even, they've not heard one single utterance about any sort of any of this. Watch.
We have regular contact with prosecutors and local police and sheriffs, not a whisper anywhere. Something maybe even more telling, Jesse, is my office runs the state crime lab. Any case like this, you're going to have a rape kit, you're going to have biological evidence, and you would be looking for DNA analysis, which we do most of the DNA analysis in Ohio. There is no case request for analysis that looks anything like this.
So another couple of points to bring into the conversation here. We discussed this yesterday. So the doctor in Indiana, who is the abortionist who is trying to, you know, promote this story herself, she actually would, like, if she knew that a 10-year-old got raped and didn't disclose it, that would be a crime. Mm-hmm. And number two, it actually, like, a 10-year-old would be allowed to get an abortion in Ohio. They have an exception that is broader than just the life of the mother. And a 10-year-old being raped, there would have been an exception granted for that, so that never would have needed to happen in the first place. It's almost like the left just constantly makes things up to suit their own political whims.
Yeah, you know these people really love women when the second you start talking about maybe it's not the best idea to be killing women, they immediately pivot to, well, I'm going to start talking about 10-year-old girls getting raped by their family members. And
yeah,
these are just vile arguments. And it's so dishonest because, you know, if your son were playing by a creek and he tried to, like, eat a rock, you wouldn't say, like, oh, don't eat the rock because what if you get addicted to eating rocks and you spend the rest of your life doing nothing but eating rocks and you have no teeth? You would just say, like, you don't need to construct these abstract hypotheticals. If it's really bad, just don't do it. It's like abortion is bad. Well, what if a guy trips and falls and then gets a girl pregnant and then she goes to the hospital and all the male nurses rape her? And then it's like, If you shouldn't have to resort to things like that. If something is really right, it should be a very simple explanation without sort of diverting to all these abstract hypotheticals that are never going to happen and never do happen, as evidenced even by their one example being proven to be unsubstantiated.
These are also all the people who constantly are saying, you know, any conservative news outlet is fake news and, you know, just conspiracy theories. And they're constantly the ones who are just creating these stories out of thin air.
But you should believe everything they say. Right,
right? Of course.
I'm a little, okay. Do I think this story is real? No, I do not, because the left will go to the most egregious. They'll tell you about the 0.01% of people that happen to potentially be born with two sets of genitals. But then you go internal, and it's a man or a woman, right? So they'll always go to the most egregious and say, well, this is the case. And like, no, that's not the norm, and we can't make law on that. However, that being said, in this story, what was not told there is the fastest growing form of sex trafficking is familial, and it is in fact family members. Mm-hmm. And if it was a father that impregnated his own child, which is not this case, but case we're working at the moment, then there won't be a rape kit. And then there will be some sort of a black market backdoor abortion attempt. But those people don't go to mainstream.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Then the doctor would not have come forward.
So, no.
Yeah.
Well, they won't go to that type of a doctor. And,
right.
And the father would absolutely not allow. And that does happen a lot, but it doesn't happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
When it happens, it's completely silent.
Right.
It's black market.
Yeah.
And it's off the books. They're not going to go to a doctor that will then use it as a political spiel, because this did not happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's not fathers that are not abusing their daughters, and there's not black market abortions happening in every state in the United States. It does happen. But this, I do not believe for one second, because it doesn't happen this way.
Yeah.
They don't make it a publicity stunt.
Right. You know, it's interesting, too, whenever they use the rape argument, because if they really were being sincere about it, you could say, okay, let's say we're willing to set aside an exception for rape and incest. Just across the board, we're willing to set that. I'm not saying that you guys would want that. I'm saying let's hypothetically,
yeah. Okay.
Let's say, okay, fine, we'll give you that exception. They still wouldn't take it, because it's not about the people who are being
exactly.
raped. They just want abortion on demand.
Exactly. They want a cheap, or it's not cheap, but they want a fast form of birth control, which all the college girls are showing us.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now I have to be careful of who I sleep with. Yeah, maybe close your legs for a minute.
Right.
You know. So, but no, they wouldn't concede. They wouldn't concede if you gave them that. I'm not for that, by the way.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, and I'm not speaking for you.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that's a different life. Name that body part. David Harris Jr., amazing friend, shameless plug, was on my show yesterday. Amazing. He says, name this body part when you look at the baby. What body part is that of yours? If it's your body, it's not your body. So yes, rape is brutal. It's gruesome. But life is life. But they would not concede. No way.
Yeah.
No.
John, last word.
Also, the way that they're even defining rape nowadays is not in the sense that it should properly be defined as. It's like they had sex and then they regret it. And so they like reverse engineer the scenario in their head. And they're like, actually, he raped me. So even if that were going to be like an actual argument, the type of women who are making that argument don't exactly understand it the way it should be understood.
Yeah, amen. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Good point.
When I went to the Dallas protest after. Exciting news, everyone. Chris Cuomo has apparently tried to launch a comeback, rebranding himself as a free agent and reporting from Ukraine. He went on Instagram last night to tell America to pay more attention to what is happening over there. Watch.
We are situated on the side of this building because the artillery has been passing along here on the other side of it. And literally, they are standing where they are because it's safe. And
literally?
If they step out, they have to worry about something hitting and exploding like that hole.
That's
right
how
there.
War works?
That is the nature of this war.
No!
The nature of this war specifically.
This war. There's never been a war in the history of wars where people would have to take, like, cover and stay in a safe place until they were ready to walk out, at which point they might have someone fire upon them. Wow.
That's why they're standing
there. What amazing reporting. I can't imagine why he's a free agent. And by the way, he's like selling free agent merch, as if anyone wants anything to do with this creepy guy. This is amazing.
Listen, he looked a lot like Hunter Biden in that shot.
Ooh.
Okay? He did, if you pull it back up. But did you get a cartoon when you grew up called Andy Cap? That just a British thing? So Andy Cap was this character who had a helmet on and would constantly fall over his face as he was walking.
Oh, that's him.
This is a little Andy Cap. Andy, a little cross between Andy Cap and Hunter Biden.
Oh, man. Chris, no. You're not doing this again. We will not let you. We're not going to stand for it. Thanks, guys.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.